John Sopko, Inspector General of an independent government watchdog created by Congress to combat waste and abuse in the U.S. reconstruction effort in Afghanistan, told the House Foreign Affairs Committee on Wednesday a persistent incentive to lie about the progress on the ground hurt U.S. efforts in Afghanistan.
You create from the bottom up an incentive because of short time frames. You're there for 6 months, 9 months, or a year to show success. That gets reported up the chain. And before you know it, the president is talking about a success that doesn't exist. And I think that's a good issue to look at, not whether there was lying, but why.
The hearing comes 1 month after a Washington Post report that government officials misled the public about U.S. gains in Afghanistan for years and hid evidence that the war had become unwinnable. The newspaper cited SIGAR documents as evidence. But Richard Boucher, who served as Assistant Secretary of State for South Asia during the Bush administration, says there was no deliberate deception.
I think all of us tried to tell the truth in terms of what was going on in the war, the difficulties that we were facing, the difficulties of getting things done in a chaotic situation like the one in Afghanistan.
Despite notable failures, experts say a rash exit from the region could lead to deadlier outcomes.
We're at a stage where we know we want to withdraw, but we want to do it responsibly, and that requires a negotiation process.
The Trump administration has been negotiating a peace agreement with the Taliban to finally bring the war to an end.